Max and Leah and I recently had Bright Green Lies published by Monkfish, and I'm going to give you a it's about basically how to save the planet. I'm going to give you a spoiler. The way to save the planet is to stop killing the planet. That's it. Now you don't have to read the book. And it's an image that we discuss in the book and that has been haunting me for many years is you have a body, a live body that's brought into the emergency room, and the doctors and nurses are putting bandages on and they're trying to save the patient, and they're doing everything they can except that the serial killer is still stabbing the body and they don't stop that person. And so if we want to stop the murder of the planet, what we really need to do is stop the murder of the planet. And we also give solutions in the book. And it's pretty funny because the criticism of the book so far is they don't give any solutions. And that's not true. The truth is we give solutions that those particular people don't like. And our primary solutions having to do with stopping global warming have to do with restoring wild places, because prairie can absorb, can sequester tremendous amounts of carbon, and forests can sequester tremendous amounts of carbon, and peat bogs can sequester tremendous amounts of carbon, seagrass beds, mangrove swamps, all of those, and other salt marshes, all sorts of those biomes sequester tremendous amounts of carbon. I don't remember the exact numbers, but basically if you restored all of the prairie east of the Mississippi River, even including maintaining industrialism, if you just restored all the prairie east of the Mississippi River, that would turn the United States into a net carbon sink. And if you restored like 3/4 of the degraded prairie around the world, that would sequester, I believe, most or all of the carbon that's been emitted since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. I don't remember the exact numbers, but you know, I could be off by a factor of 2 on any of those. But the point is, it's a lot of carbon can be sequestered. So our main solution to stopping the murder of the planet is to stop the activities that murder the planet and to allow the planet to regenerate. And our solution to global warming is to stop the activities that lead to global warming and restore wild nature. A lot of people don't like that. I think a lot of non-human people do, though.